Pickaxe.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by my lovely friends Rabs and Harry. How are you guys doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm doing good.
Hello, how are we all doing?
We good. How are you guys up to? I'm not speaking words right now, sorry.
The words are coming out of my mouth, but I don't know what they are, Lydia. It's been a minute since we've done one of these, because Raj, you've been away.
Yeah. I went to Paris TwitchCon, and it was crazy. Yeah.
Tell us some stories.
I drank till like 5 a.m. pretty much every single night.
Oh my God.
And I went to Disneyland for the first time as well.
Rap.
Was Disneyland good?
It was great. A wonderful time. I went my first ever roller coaster.
Did you like it?
Yeah. So I'm like not religious at all. But like, I was going on this roller coaster. I was on my first roller coaster. Jack Manifold is sitting next to me. I was like, what the fuck? And we're just going for this little roller coaster. And I'm like shitting my pants, because I've never been in an experience where, like, you know, I'm sideways. You know what I mean? It's like,
that doesn't
feel natural. Mm. I'm like terrified I'm going to become a statistic. And we go into the darkness, okay? And I'm like full of fear. I'm like, oh my God, my wallet's going to fall out of my fucking shorts. I forgot to put it in a bag.
Shit.
Like, my phone's going to fucking fall out. But I'm also like, what if someone else drops their phone? What if something comes loose and like chops my head off? You know, something like that.
They are dangerous.
So like, I was those like, are, yeah.
There was more danger than just, you know, standing around.
I also didn't expect to go into the dark. So like when I was in the dark, I was like, okay, I close my eyes, I'm holding on to the seat thing, and I'm just like, literally, again, I'm not religious. I was like, I am ready to meet my maker.
I'm just imagining like
a 3-year-old's roller coaster, do you know what I mean, Lydia?
It was the caterpillar through the apple one, yeah.
You're just praying to God.
As I got into the apple, I prayed to God.
Sweating bullets.
Yeah. What was it? What was the ride?
It was Thunder Mountain.
I'm going to look it up.
I want to look this up.
Yeah. Never been.
But I closed my eyes and I was just like, I'm ready to die. I embrace death. Like, it's going to take me in this tunnel.
I've been on this one.
This doesn't look very scary.
This is really
this
not that
is
bad.
Super for your first tame.
Fucking, for your first fucking roller coaster.
Oh, I don't know. Isn't this just, it kind of goes around. It goes, I don't know. It looks pretty tame to me, Ravs.
I hate roller coasters, but I have to admit, Ravs, I would not be fussed by this. I hate like the enormous ones where you're going 70 miles an hour and you're getting whiplash and dropped and fucking...
Well...
This looks pretty pleasant, I won't lie.
It definitely had some twists and turns, and I was very... at this point, I might have still been drunk, / maybe I was hungover.
That's a misplay.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you were out drinking till 5 a.m. and then woke up and went on your first ever roller coaster. Like, you are built different. I physically would not be able to do that. I would just vomit. Here's
what happened. We were all drinking at this really cool bar I found in Paris. It's called like Falstaff or something. It was like pretty much a German bar. It had like my favorite beer in the world there, Le Chouf. And you know, I was just drinking there with the homies every single night. My new bestie, Seth Everman.
Oh, yeah.
And I was drinking, like,
because you're such a name dropper. Look at you, can't imagine touching his name dropper.
Is he the guy that did the Billie Eilish cover?
Billie
copy.
Eilish. Billie Eilish.
The Billie Eilish cover.
Billie Eilish. And like the night before Disneyland, it kind of felt like the last night of us all drinking, because we were going to go to Disneyland and then we were going home the next day. So it's just like, you know, having a good time, hanging out with all my new buddies, and then. Like, they're all like, okay, we're going to go home now. Like, our friends. They're like, we're going back to the hotel. And I was like, I'm staying out. And I did stay
and
out.
And you stayed out all and on your own.
I took Sarah's hand and I was like, Sarah, please. And I don't remember this. Sarah,
you married her. You got married to Sarah.
Congratulations.
I said, Sarah, please don't go to Disneyland without me. Move hell and earth. Because, like, Sarah was, like, kind of in charge of us all, kind of, you know. Like group mum.
Yeah,
group mum. So I wake up, don't remember what the fuck's going on. Our friend Paul is in the room and he's just saying, Ravs. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I give him a key card or something? No. Turns out he went downstairs, just asked for a key card to my room. They gave it to him and came in and it woke me up.
That is fucked up. I honestly think, right? You should complain to that hotel, because they need to change that as a thing. That is so fucked up.
Yeah.
No, it's a fine policy. Just don't fucking ever give the key card to Paul.
Yeah. Like, that's,
well, he's the most dangerous one of everyone.
He is Paul Choi cannot be trusted with a hotel key card to your room.
I know, right? So imagine like not really remembering how you got back and then waking up and Paul Choi's in your room.
Oh my God, nightmare.
Nightmare fuel.
Jesus.
Nightmare times.
I just got up drunk and I was like, Disneyland, I guess. And I just got dressed and left. Because I knew that if I stayed in my hotel and didn't go, they'd all be in Disneyland all day having fun. And I would just be like sitting in my hotel feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah, you made the right decision.
Huge FOMO. Yeah. But like, the logistics of being like, okay, so tomorrow I'm going to a theme park and it's hot as fuck. And I'm going to be walking around in the sun all day. It's going to be really exhausting. So I'm going to get fucked up tonight. Like those two things, they just don't compute for me. Like,
yeah, they don't
they
work.
Don't work.
I have a fun thing I want to enjoy tomorrow. I will get ravishly drunk. But like, also, like, you're already hungover from probably ravishly drinking the last couple nights. Like,
every single one of us drank every single night.
Jesus.
And it wasn't always 5 a.m. Sometimes it was 3 a.m. So like,
oh, that's all right then.
What did you make of Paris and returning to the sweet Paris?
Okay, so I used to despise Paris, like hated it. But now I just dislike it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they've went up in my expectations.
It's from like a 2 out of 10 to like a 4.
Yeah, it's went from a 2 to a 4.
What was it that shifted it?
I think the last time I was there with my ex, and that didn't really experience any of the nightlife, and, you know, didn't really see very much of Paris other than just the boring touristy stuff.
Mm.
Whereas this time, like, you know, I was there with a bunch of my mates and, you know, at the TwitchCon, got to meet lovely fans. Someone came up and said, I love the podcast.
Hey.
It was great. They didn't say that's a good, by the way. It's kind of weird.
That's pretty fucking weird. Fake fan.
Identify
yourself.
I think it was just the people I was around, really. I think it just made for a better time.
But so it's not actually the city then? It was just that you got drunk more.
The metro sucks, yeah.
You just got drunk more and hung out with your friends.
Oh, the Disneyland.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Disneyland was fun. I went to a museum.
Oh, cultured. Where'd you go?
Yeah. Oh my God. They'll kill me. I can't remember what it was called. They had a lot of statues.
Wow.
The Ussie.
Oh, wow. Come on.
The Ussie. The Ussie.
The Ussie.
The Pussy. The Pussy.
It had a big, beautiful like clock tower thing going on. You could like look out the front of a clock. It was a converted train station or something like that.
Sounds nice.
Sounds very lovely.
It was a really nice time.
Are you now more inspired to go to other theme parks, or are you like, nah?
Oh my God, yes. So
really?
After I got off, I was like, oh my God, Sweet Ground. I'm terrified. We're like, okay, let's go do Space Mountain now. Now, Space Mountain, I didn't know had a loop-de-loop in it.
Oof.
Until I was on the ride. And my glasses are kind of loose. So I just all of a sudden felt my glasses like slipping up my face. So 99% of Space Mountain was just me clutching on to my glass. It's like
that is nightmare.
Yeah, oh, it was nightmare fuel.
Like, fuck, you didn't lose them.
I'll tell you what though, fucking, I'm a convert now. I love roller coasters. did the Indiana Jones ride. I did the Avengers ride, which was fucking awesome.
Like, nice.
It went so fast that
I don't know why
the
Avengers
read.
Ride just sounds so lame to me.
It's
just,
yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Was it really that cool?
No, okay. So, like, they load you in at the start, and it's, like, super cool. There's, like, Iron Man there and shit, and like, that's kind of, like, dope. But they've got them pushing some buttons. It's, like, initiating launch, blah, 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 and they do, like, a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On one, I've never went so fast in my life. I couldn't mm-hmm. breathe. I was, like, G-force. My face was getting fucking ruined. Wow. But then, like, the rest of the ride, while exciting, was kind of just, like, some shit movie clips of the Avengers doing some stuff. Yeah, it was a bit meh.
Oh, that's pretty
like
insane.
For the theme of the ride sucked, but like, you know, being on the ride was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the scariest ride?
It's got different names. The Twilight Zone one, the Tower of Terror or something like that. Or I think in France it's called something different, but it's Tower of Terror. It's just the one where you're like basically strapped in by just like a little seatbelt. And they drop you like really fast.
Oh, one of those. So your stomach like completely lurches.
So I had like a bit of slack on my seatbelt, and I was like, oh, it's probably fine, because like, I didn't expect the drop to be that crazy. I literally came out of my chair and I was screaming like, fuck, fuck, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, I shouldn't be this slack. I'm gonna like come out of my seat and fucking die. Like, I didn't expect to actually come out of my chair. Like, I was like weightless for like fucking 3 seconds. I was like, I'm gonna fucking die when I land. I was like, but then I was like, even if I don't come out of my chair and get splatted off the roof, surely when this thing hits the bottom, my ass is gonna like break when I hit the seat again.
No more fucking pegging for raps. Yeah.
But it's a gentle little landing somehow. I don't know how the fuck they did it, but I landed and I was like, that didn't even hurt my butt.
It didn't hurt my bum hole. It's like the pirate ship, which is like my least favorite ride, that because it freaks me out so much, because you sit at the either end of it, when it goes to the top, you come out of your seat and you're not actually strapped down. You just have a bar in front of you. And that feeling freaks me out so much. I hate that. I know it's like physics and shit, so you can't physically come out, but it feels like you are, and it just, oh, I hate it. It makes my hands sweat thinking about it. It's horrible.
It's terrifying. It really is terrifying.
Yeah, it turns out being like in a close, feels like close to death experience. Fucking scary.
It's wild.
Like, not good.
It's wild.
Why did we invent this stuff though? Like, while I had fun, I was also terrified, and I was like, this is all just like, just to make some money. We made these terrifying rides that scare the shit out of us that could easily go wrong.
Yeah, I don't get
well,
it.
Well, not easily. They're pretty safe sometimes.
I don't know. That one in England where they like just all their legs got crunched. I was like, yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, that was in Alton Towers, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you go on any water rides?
There wasn't really any water rides there.
Oh,
there
I
was,
like water
there
rides.
Was,
oh,
there was, like,
flumes
there was
and stuff.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's probably a scary boat swing ride.
Well, no, it's just like a really peaceful like ride through a cave on on a little like boat. I call it a boat. It's basically a cart that you just can't see the rails for. But like, I think you get splashed a tiny bit, but it's not like, you know, the like Splash Mountain and stuff where they're supposed to soak you, right?
Yeah. They have those like heater things that you can go stand in.
I really like the Pirates of the Caribbean one though. You also ride through the restaurant, which we ate at that restaurant after as well, which is kind of weird.
What? So people are just eating and you're staring at them as you go past?
Kinda. It's just called like Captain Jack.
It's like they just ran out of like cool things for you to look at. It's like, fuck it. We'll just find a bunch of randoms eating some food in there.
Yeah.
We should go to Thorpe Park. I think that's like the closest big theme park to us.
No.
Yes.
No, you two
I
can
want,
go.
I'd love to go. And we can go on Stealth, which is, I think, wait, it goes.
Wait, isn't that the really scary? I've always heard people talk about that one, isn't that?
Yeah, Stealth
really
is
scary.
Pretty bad.
So Stealth is scary, but it's
Stealth.
So short that it's kind of bearable. So basically it goes insanely high. Let me find out. So Stealth height, it goes 205 feet high up in the air.
Oh my God. No, I'm looking at a picture of that. I would vomit.
And you like turn to the side and it when it shoots you off, I can't, it something miles an hour. It goes so fast, but it's over in like 10 seconds. So it's terrifying, but it's over really quickly. Oh, nice.
The worst roller coaster, the roller coaster, the last major roller coaster I did that really put me off was it was like a year 11 or like first year college school trip. We went to Port Aventura in Spain and there was a roller coaster there called Dragon Khan. Just look up Dragon Khan roller coaster. This roller coaster, I will just not go on one afterwards. It was fucked.
Oh my God, Harry. Why was that?
All my mates peer pressured me and I was like, oh, okay. They're like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I was like, this is not fine.
Oh my God. actually a bit where like you're upside down and you can see the people ahead of you as the car has turned. Yeah.
What the hell?
That's sickening.
So for the listeners out there, it's basically a massive roller coaster with a million loop-de-loops. And it's huge. That looks terrifying.
Being underneath it, can I describe it as just someone like dropped some spaghetti in Spain?
It's oh God, it's absolutely massive. That looks really fucking scary.
That is what put me off of roller coaster. I did not enjoy that at all. I'll do like diddly little ones, like the little like minecart one you did look fun, but do it going on shit like that, I do not take joy from. That is not.
Oh my God, I did the classic. It's a small world. Like as my hangover, as my hangover was hitting me really hard, and I was like, has someone fucking spiked me? Like am I on drugs? I was like, I wanted to jump off the ride. This is like fucking crazy.
Yeah, that I wouldn't go there. But that would be very annoying.
It was really annoying. Like, it's a small world. Where
I was so conscious that like this kid's next to me trying to enjoy it. And I was like, this is fucking fuck.
Oh my God. Well, should we do some questions then? Let's jump into some questions.
All right, I've got one from our lovely patrons. Ooh, thank you, patrons. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying the Am I the Asshole exclusives.
Hell yeah.
Very, very cool.
It'd be fun to do.
They have been fun. We're going to do one in a minute. So, stick around and join the Patreon and listen to the Am I the Assholes. Anyway, lovely message from our patron. Hi, guys. Massive fan of the show. I can't remember if you've covered something like this, as the episodes seem to fall together. But a friend of mine and I had a huge discussion. If you could live in any movie/TV show universe, what would it be? And what sort of character would you be? Whatever you decide, you would not be a main character or the villain, so you would not be overpowered, but you're allowed to be involved. For example, if you chose a superhero universe, you're allowed powers, but if you choose a fantasy universe, you could be a dragon, etc. I'm curious what y'all would pick. As an example, don't read this out. Okay, sure. Sounds great. Okay, I feel like we've done stuff similar to this, but I love these kind of questions.
Yeah, I like these questions as well.
They make me happy.
Oh my God, I've just seen the Patreon code you used.
But you can't leak it, right? You can giggle at it. If you want to know what the code is, become a patron. You can submit exclusive Patreon questions, which get priority look over, because you do get a lot of questions. What are you guys going to be? Where are you going to be? What are you thinking?
Okay, so like, we can't be the main character or villain.
No, I feel like I have an answer for this one.
Okay, you go first.
I 100, 1 million, 1,000% would be not in Pokemon, like I think everyone would assume, but be in Avatar The Last Airbender. Because, oh my God, that universe,
that's a fun universe,
is so fucking cool. And having the ability to like be a waterbender and make water flow everywhere or fire, but I'd take any of them, but I would do anything to live in that universe.
Also,
I'd love to see the gritty reality of that universe.
Yeah.
The show makes it very kiddie and friendly, but there would be some fucked up shit going on constantly.
So what's happening to you? What's the storyline? What are you getting up to whilst you live in this world?
So if you watched Avatar last time?
So I've seen a few episodes, so I know the premise and everything, but I mean like if you were in it, you can't be the main character. Yeah. So what's your little side character getting up to?
What type of bending would you be? What kind of bender would you be?
I love that it's a term bender. It's so funny. It's so 2000s. Yeah, I love it. What kind of bender? I feel like you can't be an airbender because the whole point of the show is there's only one more. So I feel like that's instantly banned. I've always thought earthbending is a little bit lame. It's cool. Like there's a lot of cool usability. Like, you know, you can dig a hole or make a wall or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But in that world, it's quite
useful.
Well,
there's the Legend of Korra, like cool ass sport they do with earthbending.
Yeah, there's fun bits to it, but I feel like fire and water are instantly way more badass. The trouble with fire is it slightly makes you on the villainous side of the first first kind of bit of the show, which is not great. So I think maybe waterbending. One of my favorite character designs ever in a TV show was in Legend of Korra, the kind of follow-on from Avatar The Last Airbender, where there was a woman who had lost her arms, but she waterbended her arms back. She kind of had like tentacle water arms. It's just really, really cool design. So I feel like someone like that is just, you have to be some kind of waterbending.
But I mean, I've only seen a couple of episodes. Are you like fighting bad people when
I'm fighting bad people. Yeah. But I'm also like, I'm helping my village. I'm just like living my life. Oh man, it'd be so good. Lydia, this is it. I just want to live in this world.
Is it scary though? Are you going to die?
I'm leaving.
Are you
going
to die?
I'm
like, what's?
I'm going to go live in the world.
Come back, Harry. It's not real.
It's real. I'm going outside. I'm going to waterbend in the harbour.
Drowns. Does anyone, do characters, well, I guess no spoilers, but do characters die in it? Is death an option?
It's a kid's show, so it's like, there's quote unquote death, but not really.
Right.
But yeah, I guess this would be a real world, right? So they would be like fucked up. It would be quite dangerous. You know, you've got a lot of people running around basically with superpowers. You know, when 50% of the population just has superpowers and can just kind of have the chance to kill anyone is kind of sketchy. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I just want to do that waterbending, Lydia. Go up to a lake and just
wow,
and just move some water around. Fuck me, wouldn't that just be amazing?
I mean, that'd be cool, but do you think it would like, it would kind of get sort of a bit boring after a while? Like you're going wow, 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 and then you're
I know what Harry wants to do. He just wants to be able to paint bend so he can just sit at the table.
Imagine that, yeah. Oh,
what? Dude, paint. What?
You shit talk me.
Oh,
okay, whoop.
I thought it said paint.
paint bend. He just doesn't even need to pick up his glass anymore.
Oh, that's pretty sick, actually.
The really fucked up power to want to have in that world is the blood bending. It's like a subsection of water bending where you bend the blood in people's bodies to make them do shit.
Oh, God.
Which is like a horrible thought and feeling.
Ooh.
That's pretty dark. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe Lydia, no, your shit talk, just push me. Maybe I'll just bloodbend so that I can just puppeteer you
around.
You're
not allowed to be the villain, like Harry.
That's what I think I'd be. I just would love to live in that world.
That's the noise
you would make. But how cool it would be to just go down the street and you see like a firebender cooking by like heating their pot with fire that they're making and, you know, just
so can you create, I know this is like, people are probably ripping their dick off because I haven't seen it that much. So can you create it out of thin air or do you have to be at that source to move it?
Waterbenders need water around them.
Waterbenders need water, or like, so usually waterbenders would like carry a small amount of water around with
them.
Right.
But fire don't.
It depends on like how powerful they are. Fire just makes
fire
out of nothing.
Isn't that better?
It's kind of better, but firebending's kind of, well, in the first series, the firebenders are kind of all evil.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
You should watch that show. I mind when you haven't watched
it.
You should
really
go and watch it.
Yeah,
it really holds up.
It's wholesome as well.
I started it.
Really wholesome.
Uncle Iroh, my boy.
Uncle Iroh is amazing. It just covers so many topics in such a lovely way. It's great. Oh. I really, really recommend it.
All right, well, that's a good show. Ravs, where are you living?
I'm really struggling with this one because I'm like, part of me, you know, really just wants to pick the boring answer, but like the world I'd love to live in the most, which would be chilling in the fucking Shire in Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
you know, just fucking chilling with my boys, doing some farm work, having little parties in my little hobbit hole. It just sounds sick. Or even just fucking, you know, hanging out in Rivendell with the elves and shit. I'd love that, all that shit. But like, you know, Lord of the Rings is a fucked up universe and like, you could die at any minute.
There's a lot of scary shit in that world.
Yeah, that's just like, you know what, maybe it's not that chill. So, I don't know, I'm trying to like think.
Lord of the Rings weirdly makes Avatar feel like a very safe place to live.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'd love my life as a hobbit, but I feel like there'd be like that that like bit in the back of your brain, like they're coming for me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Like what if fucking Isengard wins and they come here and I have to like be a slave?
Yeah, like fuck that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Have you got any thoughts, Lydia?
All right, so I'm going down to very as if where I would want to live. Two very separate paths. One is probably boring and safe, but I think so many of these worlds that we're thinking about have all this like conflict, and that's why they're entertaining things, because there is like the chance of something awful happening, and that's why it's fun to watch. But so if I actually went somewhere, I think it would be like a Ghibli movie, a Studio Ghibli movie, but something like Kiki's Delivery Service or something like that. I'd work in a bakery. I'd help Kiki out. I'd go sit by the water. I'd just have this nice, lovely, picturesque, happy little life. And everything would look lovely.
I think that's a great shout.
So I feel like something like that would be a nice world to live in. But for the other flip side of the coin, I watched a zombie movie last night. And have you ever like watched it and thought like, how long would I last? Like, when am I dying in this scenario?
Yeah.
So I watched Train to Busan last night, which
is a great movie.
So good. So it's like zombies on a train, basically. It's a Korean movie. And it's very, very good. But I was watching it and I was thinking, man, I would die so fucking quick.
Like, I'd be dead.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh my God. It is like very low survival rate zombie movie.
Yeah, like pretty much everyone dies. Especially at the beginning when they don't really realize what's going on. I'd be that person who's going up like, are you okay? Can I get you some water? And then, you know, get my face fucking eaten.
I thought you were going to say the polar opposite and try and you'd be like, they're all fucking idiots and I could live forever. Like they all, because usually I feel like that's the interaction you feel like with these movies is like they're making classic mistakes.
You're shouting at the screen, yeah.
You know, their torches ran out. I guess we just have to go deeper into the darkness. Yeah. Just like classic, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck are you doing? Like, go back.
Dumb mistakes.
Well, I was shouting at the screens. Like, it's a great movie, but I was shouting a lot like, close the door. No, don't do that. Go left. But I was thinking, but like when you're actually in that scenario, I think I would just break down. I think I would lie there and be like, okay, bye. I don't think I would be very, very crafty or athletic.
I think being in a Ghibli movie, like you said, avoiding conflict.
I definitely prefer Ghibli over to the zombies.
Very picturesque, lovely life.
Yeah.
Although I do feel like there's something, the Ghibli movies usually have something kind of creepy or unnerving. I feel like there's always some little undercurrent that things are like.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
A little bit weird. Like maybe you could just be one of the soot people in Spirited Away.
But they're working non-stop.
But they're happy. But they, at the end of the movie, they're so happy.
But they just want those little star things to eat. See, that's why I said Kiki's Delivery Service, because Kiki doesn't really have any like threat in it. Like it's all very wholesome. There is that ship that sort of crashes, but assuming I don't go on that ship, because that would be bad. I wouldn't like that.
I had to watch more Ghibli movies. Like, I someone introduced me. I think it was Lewis. Lewis was like, "Yeah, well, let's watch Totoro." And I watched it. And I was like, "I hate this."
Oh, I mean that. To be fair, that is a very like kiddie one. I think you'd be better off watching Spirited Away or House Moving Castle or Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, which ones have you watched?
I've only seen Totoro. It put me off.
Yeah,
the animation was amazing. Like, the animation was so good. I was just like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened in this movie?
Watch Spirited Away, watch Howl's Moving Castle, Porco Rosso.
Mononoke.
Ponyo's probably too
kiddie. Yeah.
I want to watch Grave of the Fireflies.
I like Ponyo a lot.
Oh my God, don't watch Grave of the Fireflies.
I want to.
You're crying your little eyes out. I want to feel pain.
Hurt me more.
The fact you watch, Spirited Away is where you should start.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I would 100%. All right.
That was my first one.
I watched Spirited Away.
I mean, I've the fact that I'm having to recommend to watch a Studio Ghibli movie.
No, I know. It's because I feel like I got kind of ruined by them making me watch Totoro first.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I was like,
yeah,
this looks really good, but also like, what happened?
Like Totoro is really lovely and wholesome and sweet, but I can understand going in like as a first one as an adult, it's not going to be like super gripping. It's more like for kids. I still like Totoro, but. It's nowhere near as good as like the more grown up ones.
Yeah. I've decided on my answer.
Oh,
yes. Okay,
arguably more a dangerous universe than Lord of the Rings, but it's a fun universe. And you guys won't know it.
Okay.
It's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I would love.
I know JoJo's. I've watched a little bit of JoJo.
I'd love to be.
Yeah, that is a very dangerous universe.
Yeah, I would love to be a stand user. That would be so good.
A stand is basically
just
like
a little power. What would be your pose?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to come up with something.
Oh. You bend over and like, you do your toilet pose.
I already do my
toilet pose.
No, I already have my little Ravs pose. I do.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be okay.
I could do the toilet pose though. But you know, JoJo
toilet
characters,
pose is pretty funny.
JoJo characters have a lot of poses, so I could do a toilet pose.
Multiple. What's the threat in JoJo's?
So there's basically some people have stands, and that's what I would like to have. A stand is basically like your hidden ability. It's like a special power that manifests itself in like a kind of physical form. And everyone just has weird different ones, but stand users are like magnetized towards each other, kind of like they just happen to run into each other through fate or whatever.
Mm.
And that's usually where shit goes bad, because you know, someone will be a villain and they have a stand and you'll die. Yeah.
So how long do you think you survive?
I would hopefully have like a very non-threatening stand and just hopefully not cause any ruckus.
Right, well, Ravs is dying episode one. It was great to know Ravs. He was my favourite JoJo character. You'd be one of those niche characters, you know, like you go to like a Comic-Con and there's like, you know, one person cosplaying. It's like, who the fuck's that person cosplaying as?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Ravs from episode one of JoJo.
He's in like the second
The guy who
scene.
Dies at 15 minutes, 24 seconds in the background of another fight.
Stand users always wear like really fucking cool, weird ass outfits, and I'm just like so there for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm it's doing worth my toilet it for the pose. Fashion. Nice. I die, but I looked cool when I died.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good shout. I like it.
Lovely. All right. Right. Next question then. We've answered that one completely. Good job.
Hi, Lydia, Ravs and Harry. I've just finished secondary school, and your podcasts have been great to listen to while studying for Leaving Cert. Certifications? I guess that's what that is. Thank you for that. My lack of education showing here. I'm getting a serious surgery this summer and I'm worried about boredom as I won't be able to get a job or do much sports. I have two questions. What would you recommend doing to relieve boredom and distract from the pain? And what is the most serious surgery you guys have ever had?
This is my moment.
This is Lydia's time to shine.
It's like the mastermind music plays and Lydia's like sat in the seat and she's there, she's ready. She's like, she's got her notes, she's got like her medical history, you know.
Oh my God. Okay, like...
Well, should me and Ralph's answer badly?
Okay, first? All right.
Yeah. All right. So you can just fucking trump us.
Okay.
So
you can just ace us all the way. Yeah. So I've never been under general anesthetic. I've never had like a serious surgery. Touch wood. Where's that wood? There's no wood in this
room.
Oh my
God. Are you going to die?
I'm
sorry.
Touch your cock.
Counts as wood.
Touch your cock.
I'm touching my cock. But I've certainly been ill enough where it's like you're like bedridden and you need like distraction. And just playing games, man. Playing games or surfing YouTube and just binging an entire channel.
Mm.
Like, I feel like usually when I'm like watching YouTube in the evening or something, I'll hop around a lot. And I don't really get that many times to like sit down and actually just binge. But binging an entire YouTube channel's back catalogue there's something very just nice about it. And you're like, I'm caught up and then I don't need to watch that channel again for like 6 months until they've uploaded loads more videos and then I'm done. So I don't know. I really, if I get the time and I love just binging back catalogues of YouTube channels. It's great.
Yeah,
I'm currently watching some... Slowly, I'm currently over the weekend. I was watching some guy who restores guns.
Oh.
They're like old rusted guns, and has something that's like,
oh, that's your like algorithm, like, though.
Like, but like also like partly like it's like brain therapy because the guns like go from like looking horrible to looking really nice, but then it's also really interesting. Oh, it's great.
Is it quite sort of ASMR, like quite soothing watching them?
No, it's a bit more kind of analytical,
right? Okay.
Than that. It's not like just like him with a toothbrush for like an hour.
You watch one gun video though, and like YouTube is just like, you are a gun nut. Time to show you all of the gun videos ever.
You do, but equally, do you guys not do that on YouTube? Do you not smack the algorithm a little bit and tell it, you know, click the three dots and then tell it, I'm not interested?
No, I've never done that.
I never.
That's what I do. When I've watched enough of a subject matter, I'll smack the algorithm a little bit.
Give it a fucking smack. Yeah. I like
that. And you just tell it a couple of times, I don't care about that anymore, and it will start posting you back your old shit.
I guess I sometimes do that with TikTok stuff. If I get really sick of the same shit being pushed to me all the time, I'll be like, I am not interested in this. Because yeah, the algorithm can just be convinced that you want.
It can
yeah.
just we, even just like, oh, I left a YouTube video playing, and now it just thinks I like this, and it's like, I don't. You just be able to just tweak it a little bit to stuff
just
you
a
like
bit.
Is really
yeah.
helpful. Mm-hmm. So that's what nice. I do. Ravs, what about you?
I had when I was a kid, I got the gas mask. Fucking knocked out dentist thing done.
Gas mask. What, you know? World war were you living through, Ram?
Yeah, I had to put on like a fucking like, gas mask and I got fucking put under. And like,
is it called a gas mask? Gas mask prevents you from getting fumes.
I don't know what don't it, know was. It was.
Sleep,
a scary
sleeping
fucking,
gas, like sleeping gas or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a scary mask I had to put on that fucking just knocked me the fuck out as a kid.
What, like a clown mask? Like a Joker clown
no,
mask?
No, no, no. It was like a gas mask. I don't know what the fuck.
I think I can
vividly
yeah.
remember it.
Wait, so what, did they inject you at the same time? Because that might have
no,
been
got,
giving you oxygen. That
no, it's definitely sleepy gas. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I just remember they put it on my face and like fucking 15 seconds later, I was gone.
It's nuts, isn't it? The feeling because you're yeah. like, it's just really yeah. surreal, but your body being forced to fall asleep.
Yeah, and I think I just got like some like teeth extracted as a kid or something. I don't know why the fuck I had that happen to me, but it was certainly harrowing.
Just fun. And just for fun.
It was a harrowing experience. And I just remember like being really young and waking up in like the backseat of my mum's car, like seeing weird, wild shit. But thankfully I was like, you know, 8 or something or whatever age I was. So nothing crazy, but that's like the only surgery I guess I've had.
Cause that's like, you see those videos go viral, don't you? Where people have like wisdom teeth removed in America yeah. and then they're just talking like absolute craziness.
They're out there.
Do they still do that anything. In this country? Like, is that still a thing?
I think you can pay. I mean, you can, if you're going private, you can just pay and they'll just give you the shit.
They just fuck you up.
I think you can just buy drugs, guys. I think drugs, like, there's a guy outside the office who just will sell
yeah,
you drugs.
Crazy. Mm. What was the recovery like? Like, how did you keep entertained?
I was just, well, I just kind of like, had to be carried back into bed. Like I woke up like lying in the back of my mum's car and like my mum carrying me in to see my gran and like just putting me to bed and I just slept through all that. So it wasn't like I was out of action for like super long. I woke up in a lot of pain though. It sucked. But yeah, I just slept. But for this person, like I don't know what type of surgery you're getting, but I would just like, you know, what I like to do is just like either get really into like a fun like roguelike or RPG or like a game or something, like just like really lose myself in it, or like binge some TV shows or movies you've been meaning to watch, or like Harry said, like some YouTube. That's like those are my go-to time killers, I think, like when I can't really do much, just binging stuff. I love binging.
Yeah, it's what you don't usually get that much extended time, right? So you might as well use it to like just do a thing that you've always wanted to do because that's going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Lydia, our resident surgery and health recovery expert.
Let's have it then.
Officially the most broken lady in England. Please, your expertise.
Okay.
We require it.
Okay. So to be fair, I've only had 2 operations which have required general anaesthetic. That's where they put you to sleep, right? I've only had 2. I've had like a bunch of procedures done, but I've been either like numbed or awake or huffing gas and air. But so those are the only 2 that I've had, which I would say were like serious surgeries, because it's always spooky because you've got to sign the thing and it's like, you might not wake up. I mean, it doesn't say that, but they have to say.
It just says at the top. That's it. Just, you might not wake up. Just no other details.
Smiley face,
no
sign here. But yeah, my biggest surgery was when I broke my kneecap. And I've spoken about it many, many times before, so I'm sure everyone knows this, but just in case those who don't, I fell and my kneecap smashed into 9 pieces.
My whole body contort.
Yeah. So, I had sort of emergency surgery, I know what they did to my knee, but they sort of wired it all back together. I have like a massive scar on my leg. And it was serious surgery and the injury in the sense that I was bed bound. Well, I was hospitalized for 2 weeks and I couldn't move. for 2 weeks. Mm. And then I had to go live with my mom for like 6 months, but I couldn't even really get up for about 2 months of that. So it was a lot of lying around. So I very much feel I'm sympathetic towards this person.
It's a long time.
It's a long time to sit around, and you will get cabin fever, and you will get bored. It's inevitable. I guess it's all about trying to shift your perspective. I think that what I would find is I would, and then I, you know, broke my ankle and again spent a lot of time in bed. It is boring, but I feel like as humans, we feel guilty when we spend hours playing video games and hours watching TV shows and movies, and always feel like, oh God, I should be doing something productive. And the house is a mess. And I haven't been doing my work or whatever. And just like you and Harry and Ravs have said about watching TV and films, treat it as like, I am allowed to do this with no guilt, with absolutely no guilt. There is nothing I should be doing. There is nothing that could be more productive. Like, you need to heal, you need to sleep, you need to rest. And if that involves watching 14 hours of TV in a row or completing a massive JRPG or just doing that and not feeling guilty, like unashamedly just getting lost in media. I mean, I remember when I was sick, I think someone said, you could use this time to learn something or a skill or whatever. I wouldn't say pressure yourself to do that. If you can't be fucked to like learn how to cross stitch or whatever, like don't feel guilty if you don't, only if you want to. I would just say, let yourself do fuck all and don't feel guilty about it because you need to rest.
I think that's really good advice. It feels like that advice is almost like, your body is physically hurting, like look after your mental health.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like be kind to yourself, be good.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Because you will get bored and you will get cabin fever. It is inevitable. But once you're better, you'll be able to do all that shit. You'll have to work and clean and do all that chores and crap. You now have an excuse to not do any of that whilst you recover. So almost make the most of it, you know? There's no obligation to get shit done.
Good advice. Lovely, lovely, lovely stuff. Well, I say good advice. I don't know how good mine and Rav's advice
was. No, it was great. Pretty good. It was great. Same sort of thing, really.
Pretty close, pretty close. All right, should we do one last quick question?
Yeah.
We've got time.
Yeah. Oh my God, a free question episode. That's crazy.
I know,
that's
treating it. I'm on it today.
Okay, why don't we do this little one here? Okay, this is from a Patreon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patreon.
Hi gang, do you peg your laundry up outside?
Oh my God, I knew what that question was, but even I still got debated. I was not looking at the question. You were reading.
I also set me off.
Raph's is fucking raring to go.
Do you peg? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. The question is yes. Yes, we do.
Do you peg your laundry up outside or just use an airer? Yes. What do you call it? An airer? A clothes horse? I've heard many different names for it.
An air.
I've always called it clothes horse.
I call it a clothes horse too.
Yeah, clothes horse.
What?
Yeah.
Clothes horse. Which sounds stupid now I'm saying it out loud.
It does sound
fucking
stupid.
An error is better and more sensical. Why the fuck is it called a clothes horse?
I just call it a clothes rack.
Clothes rack? I've never heard that.
Rack.
Rack!
Yeah.
Should I Google why is it called a clothes horse?
I've never called it a clothes horse. That's so strange.
It's so commonplace, I think.
I don't know. Era looks more common.
Is era more American?
Era, I think, is more common.
Yeah, I called it a drying rack.
Right.
Drying rack, clothes rack.
Oh, clothes rack. Oh, maybe. I'm trying to think. You know, when you think about it too much, you can't. I'm trying to imagine myself like, hey, can you pass me the. I think clothes horse or clothes rack? Maybe I do say that.
Clove sauce. I've never even heard of this. This is hilarious.
It is secondary sense that upon which something is mounted, which is why some people call it clothes horse.
Washing line would be what I would call it if you're putting it
outside. Oh, yeah, that's
washing line is outside.
And that's like very specific. Yeah. That's just a line that goes across from one place to another. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, because I would still call like those like square ones, those like umbrella ones you get.
Oh, yeah.
I could still call the umbrella one, like the upside down umbrellas.
Yeah.
I still call that a washing line because it's like
lines. I'd still call that, yeah.
So if it's outside, it automatically becomes a washing line.
Isn't that strange that then inside we call it a clothes horse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying we, I don't. I've never heard of this term in my life.
That's so weird.
Is it American?
I think clothes horse might be a Brit thing, and error is more American. What isn't...
Clothes horse, etymology. Also clothes horse, upright wooden frame for hanging clothes to dry, 1788. From clothes and horse, secondary said, where though? Where's it come from? Where's the word from? And then just gives, yeah, it doesn't really.
Some people.
Both scream, which had the same literal sense as attested to. Okay.
Some people call it a clothes maiden, apparently, but I've never heard that.
Mm. Wait, this graph is really interesting. The graph is like certainly like a lot of people calling it clothes horse in like the 1850s through to like the early 1900s. Mm. And then it completely drops off.
It does sound very old timey, doesn't it? Clothes horse.
And it's been picking back up. It's a more recent term. Like only since like 2006 has it like become used again.
It's been brought back.
Why have they brought this back? It's a terrible word. Where did you guys get that from?
I think it must have been my mom.
I don't know, my family, I think.
Yeah, like my mom would.
I wonder if it's a weird generational thing. Do you know what I mean? If there's a weird cycle to it. Like, I wonder if it, I don't know. Associate, I would never have called it that.
Because we didn't grow up that far away from each other, Harry. So it can't be like a, you know.
But I wonder if our parents' ages. Yeah.
Well, and my parents are in their 60s. How old are your parents, Harry?
They're just getting to.
Just getting to. So maybe that? Maybe. Ravs, what about your parents? Well,
so my parents said clothes horse, but my gran called an error once and I was like, what the fuck is an error? Because I was like a kid and I went out into the back place where she had like one that like descended down from the ceiling. It was like kind of cool.
Yes, I know those ones. High. Yeah.
And I was like, I guess maybe that, but I was like, what the fuck's an error? Like, what am I looking for here? Like, but I don't know. So, but if my gran was an older generation saying error, but my parents were saying clothes horse, I don't know.
Apparently, Ravs, in Scotland, you're meant to. I don't know if this is. I mean, this has a word that I don't think I should say in it.
Oh God!
But I'm gonna double check this. Just put this down. One sec.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, in Scotland, you would call it a winter dyke.
That's a contextualized word in my life.
I see.
That's a contextual word. I'm not trying to say a horrible word.
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have never heard that in my life. But
apparently
yes, it is a Scots
word. Clothes horse comes from the south of England.
Right, yeah. That makes sense. That's where I am.
the word, and again, don't want, again, the word, using it in context of this clothes horse, the word dyke means a wall or a fence made out of mortar.
Right.
Apparently.
Really?
Is yeah.
I didn't know that was what that originally...
Yeah.
What that word was for.
Yeah,
that's really interesting.
It's really weird Scots language. I guess that's like old Scots language, though. That word might have come before the derogatory term.
Mm. Oh, probably undoubtedly it did.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, it's probably way older.
Yeah.
How weird. Also, just so weird is I love that all of our instant reaction was, when's the last time I said that word?
Yeah, that's
well, right?
So I'm lucky that I have a garden. So the original question says, what is it? Do you use it outside or an error? So we are like, you know, it's up to the England's weather, basically. But as much as possible, dry it outside because clothes just smells nicer when it's dried outside. It has that lovely freshness to it. Mm. And also it takes longer to dry inside. So I would always try outside, but sometimes inside. But I guess it's been nicer weather, so I haven't been getting out the clothes horse. Yeah, definitely clothes horse. That felt more natural to say that.
Really? Yeah. That felt like you were like figuring out.
I was a little bit along the way.
Because you were saying the word horse when talking about clothes.
What about you guys? Where do you dry?
I would love to dry them out on my balcony terrace, but just the risk of just undergarments being flung into Bristol's city centre is not really...
Also, moths.
That's not really something I'm a fan of.
Moths can munch your shit outside.
And they? Is that why you get scared of putting stuff outside?
Really? Yeah, I used to hate putting stuff outside because I put a t-shirt out I really liked outside once. To be fair, we had like a lot of hedges and trees and stuff around us where I grew up.
Very mothy area.
It was a very mothy and midgy infested area. And like... I one of my favorite t-shirts, I just took it, I was taking it in from drying it, it had like a fucking massive hole in it from like where I guess like a bunch of little Morphies just munched.
Oh, that's sad. I don't think that's ever happened to me before.
I think I would preference being an out, if I had like a little garden that was more appropriate, I think I would be a dry outside person. Oh, I think I would join you on
love
that.
Love it.
But it is risk. Also, I just, is that, though the effort of, how many times do you leave clothes out and it's raining and then you have to run and get them or you forget?
You do have to be on it. You have to be on it. Like
I know that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well.
My parents would be like, it's starting to rain, go get the washing.
Go get the washing in, yeah.
And we had like a hill in our back garden, so I had to like fucking run down the hill and like go get all the shit and then like run back up.
Oh my God, that's so stressful. Down a hill. It's certainly more of a risk. It's fine when we have those heat waves where, like, when we have heat waves, God, this is like the most fucking mid-30s thing I've ever said in my life. When we have heat waves, it's so nice being able to wash all your dirty clothes and sheets and towels and have it all dry in like 15 fucking minutes outside because there's a heat wave. You can get through all your dirty laundry in a couple of days. It's amazing. In winter, it piles up. Try drying a big heavy towel inside when it's cold, you know? It's just nice, you know? It's just
Lydia, on that I think it's the most exciting thing that's ever been said on this podcast. I mean, that's a wonderful place to call it. What an exciting, riveting moment.
You know it's true.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Yep.
We're going to go and record some Am I the Assholes for Patreon. So if you want to come listen to that.
Patreon.com/0degrees smile.
Yes. Thank you all for sending in your questions. As always, got lots of amazing questions at the moment. Some really good consistency to them. So keep them coming. We love to have them in.
We also hope you enjoyed their little special in the office recording.
Yeah.
Potentially gearing up to do some more of that. We were going to do this episode in the office, but the office is being painted right now. So... very sad
things. Expect some more. Expect some more in person with video, which would be really cool. Anyway, we'll catch you all next week.
Bye.
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 Bye.